like many of the ethnic communities in this city, they have a special fear about the uncertainty that lies ahead under the politics of Trump. I would like to introduce to you Abdul Shaif from the Yemeni Community Association. A big hand, please, for Abdul.
I've got to move this down a bit because I'm short. Yes, it's really wonderful to see so many people here today from the different communities. I'm so glad because when we're together, when we're united, we will defeat Trump. Our communities need to show that we're infused to mobilize to make sure that he doesn't come for a visit to the United Kingdom. We must stop him. He must not enter the airport. And let me tell you something else as well. The shopkeepers who came out from the Yemeni community in New York yesterday in their thousands. The people in America, the civil rights movement, the ordinary American people in the streets, let's salute them because they've been absolutely wonderful. They've shown Donald Trump that when he talks the language of hate, the language of bigotry, the language of fascism and misogyny, we talk the language of love, the language of understanding. The language of supporting each other, the language of compassion. That's what would defeat Donald Trump. This kind of language, these kind of meetings, these kind of protests are the only way to defeat this fascist. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud today to be a Sheffielder. I was proud Monday night, and I'm proud today. Sheffield is a city of steel, and we've got to show and send a message from this place, no to the language of hate, no to the ban, no to the Muslim ban, no to the database of Muslims, no to no refugees. Why do we have refugees in this world? We have refugees because we invade other countries. We have ISIS because we invaded Iraq. We have ISIS because we invaded Iraq. ISIS Corporation exists because Tony Blair and George Bush decided to invade Iraq. That's the only reason. It's not the Muslims. It's not the Muslims. Muslims have lived within our communities for years. They're peaceful communities. These ISIS psychopaths are the sons and daughters of the psychopath Blair and Bush. And now we have even a bigger psychopath. We have Hitler. We have the fascist and the most extreme political leader I've seen in my whole lifetime. We must defeat him. And we must defeat the language of him that politicians have used irresponsibly regarding immigration. Immigration is good for this country. It's good for America. Immigration is what makes our economy grow. What do we have in the UK? Our National Health Service runs on the backbone of immigrants. Our taxi service, our restaurants, our schools. We must never allow the immigration language to be used irresponsibly. We must... It is that kind of language that was used in the 1930s by Hitler. The Führer Donald Trump is using the same language as the Führer Adolf Hitler used in the 1930s. We must not let that kind of language defeat the language of hope, the language of support, the language of compassion. These are the values we all share, whether we're Muslims or Christians or gays or lesbians. We all have that kind of value. Your next door neighbor, your Muslim neighbor, is not your enemy. Our enemies are people like Bush and Blair and now Donald Trump. They're the real enemies. They make money for their friends. They make money for the rich. While we as ordinary people suffer the consequences of their hate and their greed. Let's get the bankers in prison, not the refugees. Refugees are drowning in the middle of the sea. Refugees are drowning in the middle of the sea while we ban them from coming to the United States of America. Theresa May is their Pisa. Theresa is their Pisa. She's weak, she has no character, and she must not be our Prime Minister next election. We must get her down. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Abdul. I mean, racism is something which is always promoted by the far right, particularly when we have economic problems as we've seen in this country since the collapse of the banks and austerity and the declining living standards in our country. And the far right always try and point us towards the foreigners, towards the immigrants, and say it's their fault. And we know the truth. As Abdul says, the people who've come to this country have made a fantastic contribution to the society in which we live. And we welcome them here. And they are not the problem. The problem is the politics of the country that we live under, which is switching wealth from the poor to the rich and then blaming the foreigners and trying to distract people from the true reasons. It's a con, and we must all understand it's a con and rise up and challenge it whenever we see it.